Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Monday morning. And on a Monday morning in the 8 o'clock hour on a Monday, it is time for Ask the Expert with Charles Skank. Good morning, Charles. Glad to have you in.
Good to be with you, Matt. Thank you.
So what's the verse of the day for today?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
Good choice of book there.
Thank you. Yes, I like that.
So how was your weekend?
You know, it was good. We really just sort of slowed down, enjoyed being with family, and my daughter is getting ready to take a trip to Israel and is leaving this Friday. And so Saturday we spent the day with her, my wife and I, and the other kids went with Grandpa and Grandma, and we just spent the day with her, went to Tulsa, and really had a good time. So I'm a little nervous about her going this far, but I'm trusting that she'll be safe and come back with a lot of great stories and great adventure.
Yeah, that'd be a cool trip. I went to China when I was in high school, and that was a memorable trip for me. Anytime you get to go, you know, that far overseas.
Yeah. What about your weekend?
It was good. This time of the year means that football pretty much takes up a lot of my time. CCC was at home. It was pink out night, or pink out afternoon, I should say, because it was a 1 o'clock kickoff. The wind played havoc, like 30, 35 mile an hour wind gust. CCC won 59-0. So,
oh wow,
always good to pick up a big win.
Oh wow, yeah. That's incredible. That's incredible.
So what's kind of going on? I know open enrollment started within the last week or so, but what's going on in your world?
So one thing that I want to talk about, and we've talked about it 2 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years ago, but there's something called an MSA. And with Medicare, there's two different roads that you can go down. One is Medicare with a Medicare supplement. And I talked about what a supplement is and how they work and things to look out for concerning supplements last Monday. And today I'd like to talk about what I call road number two. It's an Advantage plan, and this particular Advantage plan is called an MSA, which stands for Medical Savings Account. Have you heard of an HSA?
I have, yes.
Okay. So an MSA is Medicare's version of an HSA, and an HSA is called a Health Savings Account. It's usually set up by an employer where they will put money aside in an account for you that you can use for medical expenses. Anywhere from glasses, dental, medicine, doctor visits, etc. And that money stays with you for as long as you live. Now, there's another type of account called a flex spending account, which I'm sure you've heard of as well. A flex spending account is a use it or lose it type funds. An HSA are funds that stay with you. And an MSA is similar to an HSA in that the funds, if they're that are given to you, stay with you as well. And if you die, the funds go to your beneficiary or whoever you designate, your spouse. And how this plan works, it's a really simple plan. We have a good number of people that have benefited from it. So on January the 1st, $2,000 is deposited in a bank account in your name if you were to go on this plan. And the plan has a deductible of $5,000. So the first $2,000 is in your pocket that's given to you by the plan, the sponsor of the plan. And then the next $3,000 is on you as far as if you have bills that require that you would have to pay those. But once your bills meet $5,000, you have no more bills for the remainder of the year. And what's one of the advantages about this plan is the deposits, you get a new deposit every January the 1st. So let's say in year one, you don't have hardly any expenses and you still have that $2,000 or most of that $2,000 left. Next January, you're going to get another $2,000. You could have $4,000. And if your deductible is $5,000, then your only risk is $1,000 that you would be having to come up with. And one of the another advantage about this Advantage plan is that there are no networks. One of the downsides to the Advantage plans that you see advertised on TV a lot is that they have networks. So you can go to only this hospital, this doctor, you know, these this regional type availability network. Whereas with the MSA, anywhere, anyone that accepts Medicare can accept the MSA. And so we have a good number of people that have taken advantage of this plan. And some people have deposits. They're have clear, nearly $10,000 in their account. That's just their money. And so you can use the funds for dental bills. You can use them for medication and things like that. So this is a plan that we've been reviewing this year. We have some people that really are fans of it and have really benefited from it.
So you said the deductible is $5,000, but you can't go over that $5,000 mark. Like if you don't use it, year one, year two, and then year three, another $2,000, you can go to the $6,000?
That's right. That's right. And what we have a lot of clients who leave the money alone. They don't even touch it. And if they go to the doctor, they pay it out of their own pocket and just leave that money there for like a rainy day. And pretty soon, the deposits can add up.
All right. Well, what else is kind of going on?
So there's that's sort of one of the plans I wanted to highlight today. We do have the traditional Advantage plans like you see on TV. I'll go into more detail on those next week. But I'd like just like to say that if somebody is coming off of to retirement and they have an HSA balance that they are taking with them into retirement, the MSA can be a real advantage to them because those HSA and MSA funds can act as a self-insuring type mechanism. So I would encourage you if you have an HSA balance and you're going on to Medicare and you're trying to figure out which plan, this might be one to consider. Also, this plan is good if you like to travel. Some people like to travel in retirement, and this plan can be used in all 50 states wherever Medicare is accepted. This plan can be accepted as well. And so it's an advantage there. There's just various benefits to this plan that are worth exploring. And so I would just encourage our listeners to if you have more questions about this or if you'd like to learn more about this, call our office and we can show this plan to you and see if it's right for you.
So we have an HSA here through work.
Okay.
And a portion of my paycheck every 2 weeks goes into that so mm-hmm. I can build it up. Can you do that with an, like, if you wanted to use a portion of your, you know, whatever you're getting for retirement or maybe, you know, you're doing hobbies on the side, can you add to your MSA like I can an HSA?
That's a good question. And at this time, you cannot. You can supplement it with savings, with your savings account, but you cannot add to your MSA. But there's the big benefit of this plan is that there's no charge. People find that hard to believe. You're still going to be paying your Part B premium, which this year is $170.10. Next year, I believe it's supposed to be $164.90. And so there's no premium to be on this plan. And so some people find that hard to believe that you can get $2,000 without paying anything, but technically you are paying something. You're paying that $170.10. You're paying that Part B premium every month, but there's no additional premium to be on this charge on this plan, and so it's going to pay what Medicare will allow to be billed. Medicare allowable charges, this plan will pay.
Well, it sounds like a great thing to have, especially if you kind of know maybe that, you know, there's going to be something coming up in the next year that you're going to have to look into, or you still go to the dentist, use it for dentistry stuff. Can you use it for like eye checks, contacts, glasses, and that kind of stuff too?
You can. Now, one of the catches is, let's say you use $2,000 for dental. That does not apply to the deductible. And so I tell people, if you use the $2,000 for dental and then you have a health event that comes up, you could be out the whole $5,000 at that point. And so what I encourage people to do is let it build up, get maybe $4,000, $6,000, $5,000 in there. And then if you need to spend $800 at the dentist, you know, it's not as big a deal. So I encourage people to let it build up for 2 or 3 years, and then they can use that for glasses, use it for vision, or medication. But once again, dental, vision, or medication will not apply to the deductible, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It can be used, but you just can't apply it to the deductible.
All right. Well, like I said, it sounds like a great thing to kind of look into, because of that. The $2,000 just to have. I know, like, you never know. Like, life can get crazy. You never know when you're going to need, you know, maybe you weren't planning on breaking your leg, or you weren't planning on, you know, something like that. But having that as like a safety net, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. There's no one size fits all for Medicare. There's individual, everybody has their plan, their unique situation. And so our goal when we sit down is not to just apply the same fix for everybody, but to see what their needs are and to find the right fit for where they're at.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more here after this 1 minute timeout. Back here on the Mighty 690 in the 8 o'clock hour. It is Ask the Expert with Charles Skank. We were talking MSAs in the first half here. What else kind of going on in your world with Medicare, Medicaid, and all of that?
So one thing I want to talk about is, I don't know how many times I've sat down with people, because we help people with money. We help people with retirement and their retirement savings and how they plan to spend their money in retirement. And I've sat down with multiple people that tell me, well, I'm down $200,000 this year. I've lost $300,000 this year within the past 12 months. The market is down significantly, and my heart hurts for that because they're sort of stuck. They feel like they're stuck, and they're being told by their broker, "Hey, don't worry, it'll come back. You're in it for the long haul." And some of these people are in their late 60s, early 70s. They're not in it for the long haul. And this is the stage of life where they need that money to be there more than any other time in their life. And this is a stage of life that they've been preparing for. And now, because they've listened to their broker, they're down $200,000 or $300,000. And if you look at historically from the drop that happened in 2000, 2001, when the market went down, it took 7 or 8 years for it to recover and get back to where it was. And so that's essentially 7 or 8 years getting a zero from where they were to recover back to where they were. All those years recovering, it doesn't matter how much it goes up in those subsequent years until it comes back up past that high water mark, you're making a zero because you're just recovering old money that you used to have. And so I would tell our listeners, if you're in a place where you are down and you think, well, surely we've hit bottom. Surely how much further down can we go? We can go down a lot further. And if I would encourage our listeners to get a second opinion, if you are unsure what to do and you want a second opinion, we believe that as a person gets older, their money should get safer. Because as we get older, we have less time to recover than we used to have. if we lose half our money when we're in our 20s, that's not a big deal. But if we lose half of our money in our 60s or 70s, that's a lot bigger deal. And so don't, you know, a year ago when I was talking to people and the market was up, they're saying, why would I want to get out? The market's up. This is the best place to be. And now that the market's down and some people are down significantly, they're saying, well, how can I get out? And so there's never, your broker is never going to tell you to get out of the market. The broker is always going to want to keep your money at risk, because that's frankly how they get paid, is to keep your money at risk. And so I would encourage you to get a second opinion. There's two different worlds that you can be in, a risk and fee-based world, or a safety-based world. And we operate in a safety-based world. We don't have any products where you can experience a loss or your money can go down. That's very important to remember.
Yeah, you know, someone like me, you know, it's not a big deal. I lose a bit in the market. You know, I'm 30. I got plenty of time. I have, you know, money that is managed. And when I did the meeting and they did all the questions, they said, how do you want us to invest? Do you want us to invest safely? And I said, now go big or go home. Uh-huh. You know, I got plenty of time. Let's try to hit on something.
But yeah,
that's going to change in 35 years when I'm still talking to people about investing. I'm going to say, no. We're going to play it safe here.
Yeah.
Play it safe.
Right. And sometimes the broker will say, well, your money is safe. Their definition of safety many times is that you can lose maybe less money than the guy that's going big. That's not really truly safe. Truly safe is when it's in a place where you cannot go down.
All right. Well, so open enrollment going on right now. What do people kind of need to know as we wrap up here about that time period?
Sign up. Your money is on the line. It's a great time to review your plan, to review your Medicare coverage. Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we will schedule a review for you. It can be done over the phone or in person. Our calendar is very busy, but we have several advisors that are helping people. I would just encourage our listeners to get your review in early, and there's still plenty of time. Call our office, 620-331-8800. Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. And we have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan as well.
All right. Well, again, enjoyed having you in on this Monday. We'll see you back on Friday, and James will be back with you on Friday as well.
Very good, Matt. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Nice. We hadn't done one of these in a while, so always nice to get a chance to do it when we do. So this has been Ask the Expert here on the Mighty 690 here on the 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, with Skank Insurance and Charles Skank. We'll be back here on KGGF.